You see that the truth is so true, like visible object now. How long will it take to understand it as no one at all in it? Arises and falls away, see?
And if there's a lot of attachment to being the expert.
Without the understanding, little by little, very gradually, to understand the meaning of anatta, that it cannot happen from anything at all except the moment of understanding, from moment to be very confident in the truth so that it can condition moment of understanding a little bit. And then by then one knows that it's time to begin to understand. See, but it takes quite a long, long time for that moment. And that can be proved because the words of the Buddha taught about visible object and that which can be seen, which is not people or things at all. Each word is so true. Why don't they understand that? They forget all about realities right now from thinking and hearing and seeing and so forth. See? Right. And to be honest, sincere, to understand one's own ignorance and how much one knows to understand just a little bit of whatever appears now. It has to be this moment because after each word indicates the truth like nothing and something and then nothing. See? Everything. So panya is only the panya which can become detached because of the development of great understanding of that it's not I, not me, which sees now. See? No matter what life, the truth is the truth.
The idea of I is so strong if there is some understanding.
Yeah. Because even there is no word that now I am seeing, but it's so very deeply rooted. And that's why Buddha taught a lot about what happens in life today, each moment as it is, in order to develop the understanding of no self at all. Only the understanding of the subtlety of reality from time to time, from life to life. And it has to be so natural. See, he taught everything that it cannot be not like it is now. It has to be by conditions. By having the understanding of conditions, it can forget about wanting to know and try to know because it's so natural. And that is life is so very pleasant to understand that no one can do anything. And whatever happens is conditioned, for sure, no matter what. That's all, until then. Because when he talk about a moment of seeing, or a moment of hearing, or a moment of thinking, it must be a moment of nothing besides that. Nothing appear, see? So one can study and see the great virtues and the great wisdom of Buddha about his development of understanding from the life of being Bodhisattva until he could become enlightened all realities as they are, so great that nobody can be compared at that very moment of enlightenment. So at that moment, no words yet, but at moment of helping the others, all the words come from his understanding and his enlightenment to tell Dhamma by way of Khanda, Dhamma by way of Tattu, Dhamma by way of Ayatana, Dhamma by way of Ariya Satya, just to understand the no self, in order that any moment will come by conditions to understand better than that. Now it begins to understand. It can be only thinking at the beginning, but it grows and grows until there is no need to be conditioned for thinking. Or if there is, panya can understand that thinking is not self. Because panya has to understand everything until the vichikicca is completely eradicated, together with wrong understanding. So it's just any moment, anything, anytime. And when there can be the understanding of the difference between the self who's trying, even just a little bit, and when it has arisen from conditions and understanding, much different. Because that is the true and the pure anatta, and that is the I who still try. That's why panya can become clearer and clearer to understand avijja and ignorance and attachment and wrong understanding and wrong practice. Silapata pramasa. It works all the time from hearing and hearing and hearing and understand each word better and better. That's why at Vatpavan I talked about what Buddha said in the Tipitaka, the Suttas and Abhidhamma, but it's not time for people to understand that it's so very subtle. So we have to begin to let them see how much ignorance is there. Avijja is so great. Even coming to Muniti and listen just for themselves, this is wrong. Just understanding the depth and the subtlety of each word, like Dhamma. If anyone can understand Dhamma clearly, that can be the way leading to be Arahata, all the way Anatta.
So I think the attachment to results really hinders a lot, makes it so difficult to be sincere to this moment, because that strong clinging to me and results means not honest enough to really understand that how much ignorance there is at this moment, that what we would like to be clear is not clear. And
they thought that they understand the teachings of the Buddha, but actually it's not at all. No understanding of what precept is at all, not what sila is. So this is the very difference between all other what people are doing around the world, because they have no understanding of what is what. So they just think that precepts is the best thing in their life and is the teachings of the Buddha. But they do not realize that before the teachings of Buddha, people also observed precepts without any understanding at all. So there must be the difference between the precept before the time of Buddha and precept after having the three gems as refuge. Actually, the teachings of the Buddha is not easy at all, because he talk about everyday life, the kusala sila, akusala sila, and apayagata sila. Because sila is not the body, it's the citta. So when citta is akusala, the body in each move follow the
whatever the outward appearance is, the manner of the cheetah.
So without him, who could see that this is not sila, this is not wholesome sila, it is akusala, because they thought that they have to go to the temple and ask for the precepts, and that they have precept. But actually, just that moment and the other moment is not understanding of having precept at all. So it needs the teaching so much to understand the citta, whether that moment is sila or not.
And it's the same for qualities such as metta.
They don't know panya, that panya, only panya can save one from avijja and attachment. Otherwise, they thought that they have less ignorance and attachment and wrong will.
Judge the other's behavior instead of understanding their own citta, and they see someone's behavior and they say, oh, this person does this or that person does that, but no understanding of the manner of the citta.
Can they say that they know much about reality, but they don't know what is now?
Exactly, because they can just recite how many cheetah seekers in the book or in the Katana, but nothing about now. Passing all the big houses, I was thinking, oh, so good to be like homeless.
And it's like sleeping and awakening.
Waking homeless at each moment.
takes place is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Only thinking is different.
Yeah, just visible object, whatever.
That's why it begins to see that it's only what is seen. And the idea of heaven or hell or house of Hong Kong is only conditioned.
Different hell realm or
Foreign
realm or Japan or Thailand, just a moment of seeing visible object, nothing to be excited about at all.
Nothing to cling to.
And not important to know the details about different realms and what it's like in hell realm or this or that, because actually just seeing, just
only
thinking.
To see that there is so numerous reality arising everywhere.
Wherever, no way to escape it.
Not only this. We help everyone with metta because they have their own karma.
Yeah. And their own ideas.
It is their own karma. People always feel sorry for the sad happening, which is not good. But it's too late. We should have
feel sorry for the akusala citta
accumulates
from moment to moment. Like when we have a lot of lobha, no one feels sorry about.
Everything is so very temporary, but Panya can see what's unwholesome and what is wholesome. So Panya has its own channel to go. Now the teachings read quite very good. Through radio and TV.
The teachings
of the Buddha.
Yes.
Now spread very good.
Right. Everyone has access, everyone can
like
hear
that, family.
Yeah,
see?
Like the family or the
and
rubbish.
The
gabba,
rubbish collector.
Yeah, anyone can hear it. And I think even with the English, because we have so many edited sets uploaded, so anyone can have access. So if one makes it available, and then after that, just leave it to conditions.
When it appears as many things, it's object of attachment. Not knowing the succession of the arising of just very short realities. So without understanding little by little that they are separated, just one doorway at a time, see? And by then, when reality appears, the right understanding begins to become detached because of understanding the true nature of reality. More and more, clearer and clearer. So it's only right understanding which develops, because the object is exactly the same, no difference. But right understanding begins to grow, to understand.
To say more and more, clearer and clearer.
Yeah, and more doorways.
So Kin, she's talking about right understanding, more and more, clearer and clearer. More and more.
More and more, clearer and clearer.
More and more, clearer and clearer. More and more doorways. More and more realities.
So it develops now, see, at moment of seeing, when there is seeing. By understanding, gradually develops. Doorway appears can be a moment of hardness.
That have to be more and more of realities that are known.
More and more moment with understanding of something itself. Not I.
Right. It's just sati itself that's all.
Can understand understand everything as it is. Lopa, attachment as attachment. Thinking as thinking. Seeing as seeing. Exactly like Buddha taught every moment. So it depends on right understanding only to develop. Sound, see, but it depends on whether it is right awareness or right understanding or not. And that which is seen is there as it's heard, but now can it be understood as just that which can be seen?
Understanding can know then whether it's
right.
Sati or not at that moment.
Indeed.
So,
and more confidence on this is the object of understanding only when it appears. So now, no right understanding of the that which experiences, which is it's the faculty of experience this and that all the time, but the appearance of the object is so strong that one always forget about that which experience.
Because usually there's clinging to the object,
right.
And no awareness,
yeah.
At all of just seeing or hearing or,
yeah.
Thinking itself.
That's why the experiencing must be develop,
very
understood.
Important. Understood.
Yeah. Because it arises and falls away quicker than the object, changing all the time, yeah. From seeing to so and so and so, and attachments there. Only 3 moments after seeing, the kusala, akusala is there. So very fast.
I think that if it's no understanding of the experiencing, such as seeing that even what one thinks of as being known, the visible object, isn't really known because it's still the idea of I'm seeing whatever it is, so this, the seeing or the hearing has to be understood clearly from the beginning as well.
So one can understand what's meant by just turning that which is upside down. Because the citta is covered up all the time.
But actually, it's just here and now.
Yeah.
And when this understanding is clear and obvious, cannot be anything other than seeing which seems, or anything other than hearing that hears.
But it's the intellectual understanding which will lead to be conditions for the moment of right awareness unexpectedly. So one knows that there is no other way. It's only the developing of more understanding from learning and considering.
And very naturally just now,
right.
Just seeing, hearing.
That's why it's so very difficult for anyone to be patient enough to know and to think that no other thing but only this. And the object of direct experience.
Just one world at a time.
Until right understanding get used to understand reality as different from what one takes before. Naturally, more and more, until it's change from the habit of clinging to that which appear to have the understanding of no self there at all. Getting used to the characteristic of the Paramattha Dhamma.
Nothing else at all.
Because you see that it's Paramattha Dhamma but it's so very hard to understand that it's not the tree or anything at all. Only that which is seen, only very shortly, all the time, continuously, rapidly, unknowingly. So we can see the great right understanding of the Buddha
at this moment. Actually, I think it's just such a relief when there's understanding. It is just visible objects seen, just seen. It's like being homeless, getting rid of all the garbage.
Yeah.
Understanding is just reality at this moment.
Yeah. When there's less clinging, there is nothing.
All the things one finds so important is just air. It's just nothing at all.
So only Paramada Dhamma.
Coming back just to this moment is big relief for a moment. Anything you want to say, Nina? Anything you want to say?
No, I like to listen. It's always useful.